Christian's got talent. Have you ever thought about the talents that you have? How many of you have a talent in here? I think all of you do. You just don't recognize it all the time. Some years ago, after the success of the TV show American Idol, Great Britain started its own version, Britain's Got Talent. And it became an instant hit thanks to a woman named Susan Boyle. She was in her 40s at the time, and the world seemed very plain and a bit old-fashioned. To the world, they looked at her and said, "Oh my goodness, who is this person? She's kind of plain-looking. Surely she can't do anything." But everyone was amazed when she began to sing. She had a voice like an angel. And I got to thinking about it, about maybe a Christian talent contest. Perhaps it could be called Christian's Got Talent. As I considered the possibility, I wondered what prize could be offered. You see, since all Christians receive the gift of eternal life, what better prize could there be? You see, in today's scripture passage, it is the familiar text of the parable of the talents. Three servants are given money, talents, to manage while their master is away on a trip. Now each one receives an amount equal to his ability. One is given five, another's given two, and a third is given one. And when the master comes home, the two servants who invested their talents presented the master with 100% increase. The third servant that was given one, the very least amount, buried his talent in the ground and returned to his master the same amount that he was given. Now the servant is severely reprimanded and called wicked and lazy. What little he has is taken away and given to another servant. Now often when people tell this story, they focus on the third servant. They talk about not burying our talent, not burying our money or other gifts. We need to use them and give them and do. And about the consequences if we do just bury our head in the sand. Today I want us to focus on the fact that all of us have talents, and we need to use them to help others and to serve God. You see, the church is always in need of persons who will humbly serve and minister. Years ago, when I had the opportunity to serve in a different church, in a bigger church, and so I don't always call it an opportunity. Sometimes it is, but we had a help. We would have a ministry fair every year, and we would put out all in the big family life center and set up every ministry that was in that church from one to the other and let people see what the ministries were. And for some, it was very helpful because there were some people who had no clue what we did, and others, it was very helpful. And it was also a time for people to say, well, you know, maybe I might be interested in doing something like that. You know, I might be wanting to volunteer and help. It was a way of letting people know what was happening, what was going on, how we could better serve the people. All kinds of programs and ministries and all the things that was needed. And there was always a shortage of talent, of people. You see, some people claim that they do not have any talent in this world that we live in. And guess what? They said, so I'm not going to volunteer because I really can't do anything. But you know what? Everybody has a talent, each and every one of us. We have gifts, we have abilities, we have things that we can do. You see, I've seen people do so many things. People start knitting or crocheting clubs, to do lap quilts for folks, to do Afghans to come and pray, to send them all over the world. People that said, I don't know how to do anything, I just kind of sit at home. I've seen people come and sit around and write cards of encouragement to people just, you know, for one day a week. They come and meet for a few hours. And they said, oh, we could, people say, well, I can do that at home. But the thing about it was they got to come together as a group, maybe three or four ladies, five or six. Sometimes there was a man in there. But mostly it was some of the retired folks that would come and share, come and give back just a little bit. And they had that time of fellowship together. You see, even in the parable, the number of talents may be different, but each servant has at least one talent. God has endowed each of us with at least one. Some of us are gifted in the arts. And when I think of people that I know, even in this church, that are gifted in the arts, I think of Miss Doris Wimple. I think of Eva Elson. I think of Will. Because these are people that can draw and paint stuff. You know, when I draw a person, he's a stick figure. He doesn't have many dimensions to him. You know, but when someone can see the beauty of things and can put it there, that's when I think of those people that have talents. These people paint beautiful pictures, or they can make glorious music with their voices or instruments. Think about the people that have beautiful voices. You can think of so many. People that can play instruments. I think of Miss Iris, I think of Wanda, I think of D, people that play the guitar, people that play different things. I see them. And there's some of you sitting out there that I know play, but you don't want people to know it. You're afraid. Somebody might hear you. You know, when Miss Iris got hurt this past year, it was amazing how many people I found out could play the piano. It was a necessity. They said, hey, I can if you want me to. Why were people afraid to let people know that they can do something? When people can sing, when people can do things, people can give back, people can come and share. Some people can make wondrous things with their hands. I see talented people that can make things, beautiful things out of wood. I think of Joe Alexander. He makes some of the most beautiful things you can think of. And you wouldn't even think about it. If you think of things on a big scale, people that can build houses, think of William Earle. I think of people that look at stuff and build it. Then I think of people who can just fix things and do everything. I think of Mr. Curtis. He's my handyman. I think of all these people who are there that are able to come and do things. Scott is one of those handy people too. I see people that come and do, they're always doing stuff. And that's not counting all the people that just jump in all the other times. I think of people that give back, that use their hands, that have a talent. Others cook delicious meals and have excellent mechanical skills. Now, I think this is an amazing place. Everybody around here can cook. It's an amazing thing. Families, friends, community, the church as a whole, when we do barbecues or whatever, it brings people together. There's the most amazing cooks. There are certain things you think about, and you think about that person. When I think of those big layered cakes, I think of Billy Hamilton and Brookie Cotton. When I think of banana pudding, I think of Billy Bright and Becky Parrish. You know, there's just certain things that some people do better than others. But you think of those things. I think of people who are talented in so many ways that they give back what they can do. They can share what God has given them. Still, others can build things and grow things. People have a talent of helping and doing. The list of talents is as endless as our imaginations. It doesn't take a great deal of creativity to find a way to use these talents in the church and in ministry with and for others. I have known people who have offered to change light bulbs. Say, you know, we need somebody to change light bulbs and filters. There was a man at the last church. That was his job. Well, it was a big place. And he was constantly changing light bulbs and filters somewhere. Because you had about 6 or 7 buildings. And he was busy. That was basically his job. And he would come every week and look around. And to make sure. Once a week, that's what he did. He didn't have to change the filters that often, but there was always a light bulb going out somewhere. Encouragement, being there to share a phone call with an elderly person or a shut-in, a card. There's always something that you can do when you say, oh, I can't do anything, I don't have a talent. Lord, I can't do that, I sure can't sing, I can't do that, I can't play. Lord, I can't cook, I can't bake. I mean, there's just so many people that they were real good to tell you what I can't do, but look at what you can do. There are emotional talents as well. Some people are excellent listeners. People often feel a sense of relief just knowing they have been listened to. Just somebody to listen. Some people are gifted advisors and counselors who can look at a situation and offer wisdom that is godly and beneficial. Other people are good at giving hugs. We got a lot of good huggers in this church. There's a lot of them. We got some little kids that love to hug. They got to hug you every Sunday. Sometimes you just need a hug. Or offering words of encouragement or empathy. Being there for someone. All of these talents can be used for the glory of God. By sharing, by giving back, by just being there for somebody. Most people have an occupation or a career where they receive training or gain insight through experience. Many of these skills can be used in ministry. Think about the things that you can do and give back. I've known accountants who help the elderly fill out their tax returns, financial advisors who help lead classes on money management, and school teachers who help with tutoring programs of tutoring English as a second language. You see, with a little creativity, it wouldn't take a whole lot. Almost any skill can be used to help others and further God's ministry through the church. Right now, Connie and Donna right now are working on something to use their smarts and their talents just to send out the message of who we are and where we are at. Just little things. We have to do it. It takes people saying, I can do that. Finally, when we receive Christ, we also receive the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. In Romans 12, in 1 Corinthians 12, and in Ephesians 4, we hear the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts that come by sharing and giving. Everyone has at least one spiritual gift. And many people have more than one. Some of you are gifted with many. But these gifts cannot be earned or learned. But we can certainly pray for spiritual gifts and open ourselves to their power. Say, God, show me what I can do. What is it that I have that can be used to help you and help advance your kingdom? And so it helps everybody around me. I know that I am always in for the gift of discernment. And some days I do better at it than others. But to be able to discern what it is that is going on around me, to be able to discern what's going on within the church and the church community, spiritual gifts are to be used for the building up of the body of Christ. It is so very important that we discover and cultivate them together. We are supposed to build each other up, to come together, to work alongside, to be there for one another. You know, and there are times in the church that some people get jealous of other people's talents. Imagine that. I'm not jealous. I'm in awe and in envy of them once in a while, but I'm like, I'm glad it's you, but Lord, wow. There's like, wow, look at, when I hear people sing or hear people play things. But notice in the parable, but none of the servants complain about the talents given to the others. That's kind of been something I thought about. One got five, one got two, and one got one. Can you imagine having children and giving them a $5 bill, two ones, and a one? What is wrong with you? That's not fair. You know, I know you liked him better than me. You know, all kinds of mess like that, you know. But here, these servants, they didn't complain. The parable tells us that each one is gifted according to ability. Well, each one is gifted to their own ability. And that's what the master gave to them, a certain talent. You see, you and I would be wise to recognize that each and every one of us are unique and have different types and levels of talents and gifts to offer to the work of Christ. We can always find someone who can do something a little bit better than we can. We can also always find someone who cannot do it as well. But what we are supposed to do is to be thankful. Be thankful for the talents that we have. Be thankful for what God has given us. Be thankful not to judge somebody else. Not to say or condemn them because they can't do something, but help them, walk alongside them and help them do what it is. And we need to develop whatever it is that God has given each and one of us. We cannot use the excuse that we have no talent for serving God. Each and every one of us has a talent. We have gifts. We have abilities. And they can be used to minister to God and others. They can be used to minister. See, God wants us all. He's given each and every one of us a talent. We're His children. He didn't make a bunch of junk. He made a bunch of wonderful people. And all we have to do is think about what God has given us and how it is we're going to use it. Christians got talent. I think we all do. And I think some of us need to start using them for His glory. Let us pray. Lord, thank You this day for Your Word. Thank You so much, Lord, for loving us, for blessing us. Thank You, Lord, for those servants who serve You so diligently. Thank You for those who give of their time and their talents each and every day. And ask that we give of our times and our talents with a giving heart and a loving heart and not one of a boastful heart. To say, here I am, use me. What can I do to help You? What can I do to help You out? Is there any way what you need today? Instead of, well, I've already been here three times this week, or I've already given so much, I can't do any more. But so sometimes, Lord, we have to say, okay, Lord, what is it You want me to do today? How can I help You? Because You've surely helped me today. It might be something small in our eyes, but it could mean the world to someone else. So, Lord, this day, open up our hearts and our minds to look at the things that we have and how we can share those talents with the world. Be with us now, for it's in Your name I pray. Amen.